In the summer of 1993, a can of volatile old movie film exploded. It caused a fire that destroyed a restoration lab in South London. Dozens of classic British comedies were thought to be lost. And so were the original negatives of three of the most revered films by Indian director Satyajit Ray. The Oppu trilogy won awards at the Cannes and Venice Film Festivals and led to a Lifetime Achievement Oscar for Ray. Now those burned and brittle negatives have been restored, and the films are coming back to theaters in this country. NPR's Bilal Qureshi has the story.
Satyajit Ray was an ad man working for a British company in Calcutta in the 1940s. He went to London on assignment and spent most of his free time at the movies. His life and modern cinema were never the same. Peter Becker helped restore the Oppu trilogy.
Now, when we talk about the golden age of art house cinema, and we're talking about Fellini and Antonioni and Buñuel and all the European filmmakers that we've come to associate with art house cinema, we should remember that some of the forerunners of that movement actually were not European at all.
Becker says film became a forum for discovering the world in the 1950s. The war had ended, and from its ashes in Paris, London, and Tokyo, a new cinematic sensibility emerged. Satyajit Ray went back to India and poured his life savings into his first film, Pathar Panchali. The year was 1955.
What you really have is this little East-West mashup of a bunch of Western cinematic ideas inspiring a Bengali filmmaker to come make a genuinely Bengali film. And then the first place that it screened was the Museum of Modern Art in New York, where it screened in a print with no subtitles in an early cut.
People were weeping, you know, when they saw Pathar Panchali. The first reports of when it was shown in New York, people came out in tears.
Andrew Robinson has written several books about Satyajit Ray. He says the New York screening led to an invitation from the Cannes Film Festival, where Ray received a special prize. His son Sandeep remembers his father became an international celebrity.
I could feel that our house was a little different from other houses because, you know, a lot of foreigners were coming, and I was collecting stamps, and I had a terrific stamp collection.
Because of your father's because of international father. Acclaim.
That's right.
His father created something that transcended language and culture. A simple coming-of-age story told over three films about the triumphs and tragedies of everyday life.
Apple.
With a soundtrack by Ravi Shankar. Film critic Asim Chabra says the Oppu trilogy is just as moving today as it was 60 years ago.
Whether you see a film like Boyhood from 2014 to the Oppu trilogies from the 1950s, same story about children growing up and then finally leaving home and leaving the parents behind. And, you know, we all sort of understand that because I think we've also all left home at some point or the other.
And then all that work went up in flames in 1993 at the lab where the films had been sent for safekeeping. Chabra explains that Ray had just been awarded a Lifetime Achievement Oscar, so the Motion Picture Academy stepped in and acquired the charred remains.
What's fascinating is that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences then said to this lab, just send us this whole box full of burnt film and we'll see what we can do.
The Academy stored the burnt cans until a few years ago, when Peter Becker and his team at the Criterion Collection set out to re-release the Oppu trilogy.
You couldn't really handle it without being afraid that it was going to start breaking apart.
So the dry, brittle remains were sent to Italy, where they were rehydrated, cleaned, and had new sprocket holes added. Then those negatives were scanned in high definition and sent back to Becker's team, who were restoring the film digitally, frame by frame.
Look at that. That's a big tear that's going to come right across. That's a five-frame tear.
That tear lasts a fraction of a second on screen, but can take hours to fix.
It's very important that people understand that film is a perishable art form, that it needs to be preserved. It needs active intervention in order not to disappear.
Becker would frequently pause in our conversation to gaze at the screen.
That is an image of the film that passed through the camera that Satyajit Ray was standing by when he said action and cut. And to me, there's something really sacred about that.
The restoration had its premiere at New York's Museum of Modern Art, almost exactly to the day the film debuted there in 1955. Ray fans Ken Burns and Wes Anderson were there, and so was his son, Sandeep.
He wanted his films to last, and they have lasted, you know.
But Ray's biographer, Andrew Robinson, says the India the filmmaker captured has not lasted. And that's why these films are still important.
The world will see there's more to the subcontinent than just money and wealth and you know, highly professional people. I think the culture is being a bit overlooked at the moment, and I think these films will show people that there are other sides to India, and I would be glad if that happened.
Just as it did 60 years ago, when Satyajit Ray's films first arrived in American theaters. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.